JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight the government's plans to have reggae music added to the UNESCO's representative list of intangible cultural heritage. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The Ministry of Youth and Culture is moving to have reggae music inscribed to the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO's, representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity. The list is made up of those intangible heritage elements that demonstrate the diversity of a people, and the inscription raises awareness about its importance. Principal Director of the Culture and Creative Industries Policy Division, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says the relevant documents are being prepared for submission in 2017.
The global appeal of reggae is in part the reason we need to have reggae inscribed. We have so far had one meeting and we hope to submit the dossier in March 2017.
She also pointed out the need to protect the distinctive history of reggae as part of the country's intangible heritage for the sake of future generations. If inscribed to the representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity, reggae will join the current list of 314 global cultural elements. Achieving developed country status in Jamaica will require the sustainable management and use of our environmental and natural resources, as these are essential to enhancing the quality of life for all Jamaicans. Goal 4, Outcome 13. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question.
Play some music.
Born in 1952 in Gordontown, St. Andrew, she was a founding member of the Gaylets Dance Trio. She wrote some of the tracks recorded by Bunny Wailer, and in 1974, she and her two colleagues came together to form the I3s. In 1985, she became the first female reggae singer to be nominated for a Grammy. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568, or send an email to info@cac.gov.jm.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Judy Mott.
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me.
Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.